Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Ready or not, here we are to celebrate together. Imagine I'm not the only one who's thinking, how is it Christmas Eve already? But here we are. And for many of us, a part of our preparation for Christmas is setting out one or more nativity sets in our homes. For years, I used a ceramic nativity that had belonged to my grandmother, painted by her cousin in, of course, blue, which was her favorite color. We had to pack that one away when we had little boys in the house in favor of the little people set, the little smiling plastic people with the cardboard staple behind them. We also have put out for many years the one here in the picture, which we got in Ukraine when we were there to adopt our oldest son over 20 years ago now. Perhaps my favorite nativity set is the Jemez Pueblo pottery one in my parents' home. It is very beautiful and it stays out all year round. These nativity scenes not only remind us of the Christmas story, they hold holiday memories for us. Memories of Christmases past, memories of love and celebration. Following the first service, I had people walking out and telling me about nativities they set up in their own homes. They look neat and clean and lovely sitting on a table or a shelf. There is no dirt, usually no straw. There is some straw in this one, but it's very clean straw, not smelly, no noise of animals. But we know that birth is anything but neat and attractive. I don't know how many of you have watched the show called Call the Midwife. I've been watching it. I've watched them all. Recently, I've been watching through it again. The story of a group of nurse midwives who work in London's East End. In the 14 seasons of the show, you see many changes as it moves from the 1950s into the 1970s. Midwives come and go. The show covers historical changes such as the beginning of the National Health Service, the rise of vaccines, change in fashions and social mores. But one thing that never changes is the poverty of the popular neighborhood in which the midwives serve. And over all 14 seasons, we hear the voice of Vanessa Redgrave narrating it and drawing out all the themes and lessons, tying the stories together with love and kindness. And in every episode, every single one in more than 14 years, there is a birth. And the show is not shy about showing the real pain and mess and thrill of birth. Births in hospitals, births in homes, sometimes births in squalor and poverty and danger. The story that Luke tells about the birth of Jesus invites us to remember the difficult and messy details of his birth. The story begins with the Emperor Augustus calling for a registry of all the people who live under his rule in the Roman Empire. Luke offers just a glimpse of the difficulty of life in an occupied territory, as his very pregnant young Mary and Joseph must travel to Bethlehem to register so that they can be taxed. Because so many people are on the road for this registration, they cannot find anywhere to stay in Bethlehem, and so they end up in a place where the animals stay, at least, perhaps, warm. Commentator Mitzi Miner writes, "We can imagine how conditions were hardly safe or sanitary for giving birth. There is no mention of a midwife, so the young couple could have been attended to the birth by themselves. How terrifying that would have been in a world where mothers and babies often died in childbirth. When the birth was done, Mary rested her baby in a feeding trough for barn animals. She had to have been exhausted. Joseph likely was as well, for that matter. I hope there was water for cleaning mother and baby. I hope there was sufficient food, but we don't know any of these things." The birth story that Luke tells is not clean or neat or lovely, but then neither is the world Jesus is born into. Neither are the lives of the people that he comes to heal and to save. We are in the midst of a busy Christmas season. And perhaps some of us sit here tonight thinking of the cooking and wrapping and decorating and things that we still have to do before tomorrow. Perhaps some of us tonight are filled with grief, anxiety, or pain from illness or loss, depression, or addiction. We see injustice in the world around us, and we know grief that so many in our world and in our neighborhood lack access to basic needs like food, adequate housing, and health care. Sometimes it's hard to reconcile the reality of our lives with the expectations of this season. We hear Christmas carols in every public space. It's the most wonderful time. Cheerful lights on the neighborhood houses, sappy movies, even the commercials are full of happy families and new love and every happy ending. Maybe we feel like Christmas just doesn't fit with our real messy lives. But that is exactly why we need Christmas. Not the carols and the gifts and the expectation of cheer, but the God with us part of Christmas. God who comes into the world for all of us, for every single one of us, and for all of the hard, scary, sad parts of us. Remember those angels who appeared to, of all people, shepherds in the field? Uneducated, unwashed, near the bottom of the social prestige scale, yet doing good and necessary work. And to these realistic, hardworking people whose lives are far from tidy, the angels proclaim, "Unto you is born today a Savior who is the Messiah." The shepherds rush to see Jesus. We don't know what they see in that baby lying in a cattle feed trough, but they go away changed, touched by grace, by love, by the wonder of God come near. They go to tell the story of a Savior born among them. And us? Are we ready to be changed by a baby born, this God with us come into our lives this night? This God comes right into our busy, messy lives and loves us just as we are. If you worship here often, you know that one of my favorite writers is Duke Divinity School professor Kate Buller. Kate writes about how God shows up in our real lives. Not the tidy, ordered, happy ending lives we wish we had, but the beautiful, terrible lives we actually have. She shares this Christmas devotion. Christmas love is earthy and inconvenient and beautifully ordinary. It arrives on December 24th when you're sure you have failed at Christmas, and it whispers, "You are already ready. I come to people exactly like this." For God's love has never hovered above us like a theory. It puts on skin. It moves into our neighborhoods and our tired hearts. And it stays. It's the love that moves toward need without hesitation. The neighbor who shows up with warm bread, the shoveled walkway, the made-at-home text, the presents offered by someone who can't fix anything but wants you to feel less alone. It's the love that begins not with spectacle, but with a baby. Tiny, vulnerable, unsteady. A God who decides that being with us matters more than being impressive. And so this night, this season, remember, God doesn't wait for us to get it all right to be neat and tidy and have our act together, God would be waiting a long time for me to get all the acts together. But God comes now, this night, and each moment into as they really are. God meets us here and invites us to be changed by love, to become people of love. God draws us close and then sends us out like the shepherds, touched by grace, overflowing with love, to share that love in a weary, hurting world. May the grace and love of God with us touch lives this night. Thanks be to God. Amen.